Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. This Wednesday, the 29th of February, 2012, Leap Year Day. Happy birthday to all you Leap Year babies, including my nephew, David Buckmaster, listening today in Sacramento. I am Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show on KVOI, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and our simulcast partners, KJAA, AM 1240 in Globe, and KAPR 930 in Douglas. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and at the radio station's website, kvoi.com. And we understand that not everyone can hear the program live, so we make it very easy for you. You can sample this program on any of three venues, 24/7, anytime, anywhere in the world, buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com. We're live Monday through Friday, noon to 1. We lead off the show with an announcement from State Representative Steve Farley, a Democrat from Tucson's District 28. 20 minutes past the hour, one of the world's most famous comet discoverers, David Levy, the Buckmaster Show contributor on astronomy, joins us. 30 minutes past the hour, a newsmaker interview with Tucson City Councilwoman Rahina Romero. There is now a price tag on what it would cost to fix all of the Tucson City streets, and we're talking, folks, almost $1 billion over the next 10 years. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. You can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040. You can email questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them using our growing friend list on Facebook. It's Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show on Facebook. Now, State Representative Steve Farley, who is going to announce his first broadcast interview with some very big news today. He is a Democratic candidate for Congress in the newly formed District 2. Steve Farley, good to see you.
Great to be here, Bill. Thanks.
Big news for you. Big day for you.
It's a big day. It was really exciting. We announced over at the Tucson Botanical Gardens this morning around 10:30. It was great to be surrounded by so many supporters and friends and family and to be able to talk about how I really do feel like this is the time that we need to, in Tucson, show Washington what we've learned in the past year about how to work together and put aside that partisan bickering and actually get stuff done. Because our problems in this country are too big for any one party to solve.
This District 2, you want to tell our listeners, it's pretty much like the previous known as District 8.
It is. It's very much like the district that Gabby Giffords was serving in. The difference is it skews a little bit more Democratic, which means that it's now split evenly, 50-50 down the middle. This is something where there's good Democrats, good Republicans, good independents, and people are very engaged. It spreads from Tucson and the northwest side over to all of Cochise County and the Green Valley. I'll be traveling down to Green Valley later today and then to Sierra Vista to have kickoff announcements down there also.
And if you want to mention where they're going to be, because folks listen to this program, with our signal, we're all over Cochise County.
Certainly. I mean, we're going to be at Maddie Erkin's house in Quail Run in Green Valley
at
1:30. The public can come up and visit that too. And at Pat Fleming's house in Sierra Vista.
Well, you'll be joining and are joining Representative Matt Hines of Tucson, State Senator Paula Aboud, also of Tucson, in the August primary to see who will take up the mantle of U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords. It might be a little confusing to folks because now this is not for the special election.
I want to make that real clear. I've been working as hard as I can to help get Ron Barber elected in the special election this spring and the general special election this June. But we're only 8 months away from the November general election, which will be in this new district. So it's important that we get a good start right now. And I want to let people know if they want to be a part of this, they should go to farleyforcongress.com because we need to collect a lot of money. We need to get a lot of volunteers to get signatures. And we need to show a real strong show of support right out of the gate.
It is a little confusing, though, because like for the special election, you've got four Republicans have made the ballot for the primary. But there is just former Giffords aide Ron Barber on the Democratic side, and it's expected that Ron would fulfill the term of Gabrielle Giffords, and then than it would be between you and your opponents in the primary. It gets a little confusing for folks.
Exactly.
With that special primary coming up April 17th, you are not involved in that. You're looking ahead to the regularly scheduled primary.
Absolutely.
In August.
I am not running against Ron Barber. I was very happy he jumped in, and I've been out there gathering signatures for him. And it's my hope then and my expectation he's going to beat the rest of the folks on the Republican side in the general election in June.
For folks who are not familiar with Steve Farley, and Steve, you've been in the news. You've been very active in Tucson for many years. We're very instrumental in getting public transportation and the RTA and backing that program and the modern streetcar. Just a little thumbnail sketch about you and who you are.
Yeah, well, my real job is I'm a public artist. I'm the guy that did those murals downtown, the black and white photo murals of people walking down the street.
Those are cool.
Congress on Broadway just east of downtown Tucson. That was amazing. Because really, what I love the most about those murals is not just that people love the murals, but that the people on the murals represent who we are as Southern Arizonans, all of our diversity and our strength through that diversity, all different ages. We got businessmen and housekeepers and ranchers and students and immigrants and everybody up there on that wall. And it really shows who we are. It's a strong statement of Southern Arizona. The RTA process you mentioned, the Regional mm-hmm. Transportation Authority, that's something that one of the things I'm most proud of. Because it was not easy. It was many years of hard work. And you know, you saw, you interviewed people along the way. Many years of hard work building community and causing people who were on diametrically opposed sides to come together and then come to a compromise solution. Then they worked very hard to explain what we had done and what our plan was. And for the first time in Tucson history, we won a transportation election, which is bearing fruit right now with thousands of new infrastructure jobs in this, the worst recession we've ever faced. So you can get huge positive dividends from doing that hard work of bringing people together. And that's exactly what I want to do in Washington.
Then you moved on to Phoenix.
I moved on to Phoenix. That's a whole other challenge up there. There's a lot of partisanship up there that you have to work across. But I've been able to forge some good relationships with people on both sides of the aisle. I'm particularly proud of right now, and it's moving very, very strongly at this point. I have a bill to make long-term care for seniors more affordable for middle-class families. That's a huge crisis. I know that from personal experience. And it's a bill where I've been able to gain strong bipartisan support. In fact, it was unanimously passed out of the Health and Human Services Committee. It's gone through rules, and it's now headed to the floor. So there's some exciting stuff that I've been able to do by bringing people together up there too.
Been very active in local and state politics. Now want to take that experience back to Washington. What are the big issues for you in this campaign?
We've got to come together to grow this economy. I've had my own small business for 21 years, so I know how tough it is out there, and I know what businesses need. And too often in D.C., they're focused on the really big corporations and how they can get bailed out, and they're already making record profits. It's the little guys locally that really need the help. We need to reduce their paperwork burden, their regulatory burden, and we need to give them a chance to compete for some of those dollars. At the same time, we got to support our schools because our schools are vital for our kids' futures and our economic future. And at the same time, they're also vital for the preservation of our military bases. We've got to make sure that we preserve Fort Huachuca. We've got to make sure we preserve the Davis-Monthan. And the military leaders and business leaders that support those bases have told me the number one threat to the preservation of the bases is the lack of support to our public school system here. We've got to do all that stuff together at the same time as changing the tone in D.C. so we don't just throw barbs at one another. We actually sit down and listen to one another and find the things we have in common, because I do believe that both parties have more in common than what divides us. We just see the divisions too often.
State Representative Steve Farley today announcing he is a Democratic candidate for Congress in the newly formed District 2. He will be involved in the August primary. On foreign affairs, if you were to be elected, Steve Farley, one of the looming issues is the trouble brewing in the Middle East over Iran's nuclear weapons capability.
I understand the Middle East very well. I believe we need to defend the state of Israel because they are under attack at all times from the various countries surrounding them. But I also understand a lot of the dynamics on the ground in the Middle East. I spent a year in Egypt living in Cairo. So I've traveled to many Middle Eastern countries over my years, and I think that's a really important perspective to bring to Congress, is somebody who's actually been on the ground in Jordan, in Syria, in Lebanon, in Israel, in Egypt, who understands the dynamics and the way people have been thinking on all sides of the issue. Why can't we bring people together in the Middle East? I know people have been trying to do that for thousands of years.
Yeah.
But I think we can make a difference here and see what we can do to fend off real threats from Iran and defend our friends in Israel. But at the same time, let's reduce the overall conflict.
What would the appropriate reaction be if Israel moves against Iran?
It depends on what kind of movement there is. I think they have the right to defend themselves if they are attacked or if they feel themselves threatened by an imminent development of nuclear weaponry.
Talking about the defense industry, Raytheon, as you know, such a key component of our area, what would you do to protect those jobs, Steve Farley?
Well, as you know, our military bases are also important here to our economy as well as Raytheon. We need to make sure that our national security problems get solved so that we can continue to invest in making this a safe country so that no one can attack us. There's a lot of issues of security we need to deal with, along with the illegal immigration problem, which we've got to get on top of as well. So there's a whole broad range of security issues we need to stay on top of from other countries, from the illegal immigration issue, and we need to take a whole wide variety of solutions to be able to bring that stuff together. And I think we can. I think too often our military spending, our illegal immigration issues have been demagogued by people. And we've ended up emphasizing our differences. But I think, especially in the case of illegal immigration, we have to secure our border at the border, and we have to have comprehensive immigration reform to reduce the demand for immigrants from southern Mexico to risk their lives with drug cartel-controlled coyotes coming across the border and devastating those ranch lands.
You've put together quite a team for your race, haven't you, Steve Farley?
I have. I'm very excited to have on board once again Daniel Hernandez. Many people know him as one of Gabby Gifford's aides and one of the heroes of January 8th. He was my campaign manager before that in 2010. I hired him when he was a 19-year-old kid, and I knew he was great, and he's continuing to be wonderful in this campaign. It's great to have him with me. I've got a bunch of great people in D.C. I'm working with who have tremendous experience at very top-level campaigns. So we're very serious. We're out to win this. This seat is too important for us to lose. We need to have someone who really represents Southern Arizona well in Congress, and I believe I'm that person.
And as if you don't have enough on your plate, you still have your duties up in Phoenix, so you're going to be kind of juggling everything here.
Well, there's a lot of things I want to continue to do in Phoenix. That long-term care bill is one of the key ones. Yesterday, I was trying to broker a compromise with the astronomy industry and the billboard industry, where the billboard industry is trying to put electronic billboards and pollute the dark skies areas. Mm-hmm. We cannot allow that to happen. But I brought them to the table, and I believe we're going to come up with a solution that does not put our astronomy and optics industry at risk.
That'd be a nice segue to our next guest, David Levy,
who
observes every night when he is in town at his place in Vail, Arizona, and he's very concerned about, of course, the dark skies. He's also concerned about Rosemont. What are some of your feelings quickly on that, Steve, as we're running out of time?
That's another very important issue. We cannot compromise our existing environment, our water supply, or our tourism industry for the hopes of some future jobs that would destroy all those things. I'm opposed to the Rosemont mine as proposed. I think there are much better ways of getting jobs than to put at risk the jobs that we already have.
Steve Farley with us on the Buckmaster Show, making his official broadcast announcement that he is a Democrat running for Congress in CD2, that is the newly formed congressional district, pretty similar in lines to the previous CD8. And he will be a candidate in the August primary for CD2. He is not a candidate in the special CD8 election, which is coming up, the primary April 17th. I think I clarified that well. Huh?
I think you did. I'm going to be clarifying that a lot.
All right. Steve Farley, thank you. Good luck to you. And thanks for making your announcement here on the Buckmaster Show.
Really appreciate it, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks a lot. Steve Farley with us on the Buckmaster Show. And as promised, astronomer David Levy is coming up next. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for bio development. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Well, 22. This is the Buckmaster Show on KVOI. The voice, Dr. David Levy, is the Buckmaster Show contributor on science and astronomy, the former science editor of Parade Magazine and now head of and founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. Dr. Levy is one of the most successful comet discoverers in history. He's discovered 23 comets, including his co-discovery of Shoemaker-Levy 9, the comet that collided with Jupiter in 1994, producing the most spectacular explosions ever witnessed in the solar system. David Levy joins us once a month here on the Buckmaster Show, and David is on the Buckmaster Show live line from Montreal, Quebec, where he is visiting his 93-year-old mother. David, how are you?
Do I have the honor of speaking right now to the famous Bill Buckmaster, star of stage and screen?
That is who is speaking.
Oh my goodness, what an honor this is.
How's it going, David?
Oh, it's fine. I'm now in Montreal. You are correct. I'm visiting my mom. She says hello, and she wishes she could hear the broadcast.
She can.
She can online, but we don't have a connection right now.
Oh, yeah, because she could hear it online. Anywhere in the world, the Buckmaster Show.
Yes, that's true. But I am now in Montreal. It is a large city in Canada, and it is not too far from a large country to the south of here, where there is a very famous place. It is Tarrytown, New York. It's a whole little neighborhood, a valley. The whole neighborhood abounds with local tales, haunted spots, and twilight superstitions. Stars shoot and meteors glare oftener across this valley than at any other part in the country. And the nightmare with her whole nine field seems to make it the favorite scene of her gambols. I just quoted you a little bit from The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, which is about a story that takes place not far from Montreal.
Hey, David, let me ask you, happy leap year, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's February the 29th. So if anybody has a birthday today or a wedding anniversary, I can announce that my friend Dr. Tim Hunter and his wife Carol are celebrating their anniversary on February the 29th. And this is something you get to live a lot longer if February the 29th is an anniversary.
And as I said at the top of the show, a big shout out to David Buckmaster, my nephew, who is a leap year baby, and he's listening to the program, David, right now in Sacramento.
Well, happy birthday, and may you have many, many more February 29th birthdays.
How is your viewing up there with your night sky? I suppose Northern Lights time, you're far enough north if you get
far enough north. I haven't seen any. It was clear last night, but I wasn't out. I just got here. I was quite tired. And it's supposed to be cloudy for the next few days. But this is the time for Northern Lights, and we certainly are expecting them this year and more as the year goes on. So maybe we'll see some this summer at our annual Adirondack Astronomy Retreat.
And the Royal Canadian Astronomical Society, or I guess it's pronounced Royal Astronomical Society of Canada, to be
specific. The Royal
specific.
Astronomical Society of Canada.
And they have taken all of your logbooks of your observing, and I think that goes back for really, you're talking more than 50 years.
Yeah, almost over half a century of records, and they're all online. If you look up, if you just Google on David Levy logbooks, it should come up, and you can take a look at my entire collection of observing sessions that I have had over the years. It's been a lot of fun, and a lot of fun to do, and even more fun the fact that I can now share it with people. My feeling, Bill, is if you don't write it down, you haven't done it. And that really goes for almost any important thing in life.
You know, I think you've got a good point there, David.
Yeah.
What about any eclipses coming up?
Are there any eclipses? There certainly are. There's a lunar eclipse coming up in June, an eclipse of the moon, a partial one, not a total one. But there is an almost total eclipse of the sun in late May coming up. I'm going to see it with my wife and family in Albuquerque, where the sun will be directly covering the moon. But, the moon will be directly covering the sun. Boy, did I mess that up. And the moon is not as large as the sun that particular day. It's a little further from the Earth than usual. So it'll be what we call a ring eclipse. There'll be a ring of sunlight around the moon. So I would recommend that people hightail it to Albuquerque, which will be right on the path of the Ring of Fire.
Hey, David, there was a report yesterday that there's an asteroid threat perhaps in 2040. I guess we shouldn't worry too much because right now they're saying there's a 1 in 625% chance that it would hit the Earth.
1 in 625% is quite a big
chance. No, not percent. 1 in 625, yeah.
All right, so if 625 of these asteroids do this, one of them has a good chance of hitting us, and so there's only one of them, so I wouldn't worry about it, Bill.
Good.
I wouldn't lose any sleep.
Yeah. You're still in that search, David, for your 24th comet. How is it coming?
Well, it's a failure until I reach the moment of success. So I may never find that comet, or I may find it tomorrow. I really do not know. The important thing is the search itself. That's what's so much fun. I love going outside. It's just me. Sometimes a friend of mine joins me. Sometimes my wife joins me. But it's just so nice to be out there under the stars looking for seeing what's new. That's why, Bill, I call myself a night watchman, because that's what I do. I go out and watch the sky to see if anything new has happened since the night before.
David
Levy. And as each new night begins, I look at the sky with a sense of foreboding, wondering, what has happened since I last looked? What new is up there?
David Levy, it's always a pleasure. Dr. David Levy on the Buckmaster Show live line from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. where he is visiting his healthy 93-year-old mother. Our regards to your mom on this leap year
and
day.
Thank you so much, and I will talk with you next week back at my home in Arizona.
Thank you very much. David Levy with us on The Buckmaster Show now as we approach the bottom of the hour coming up on 12:30. We're going to talk about the city's road conditions, and there is now a price tag on what it would cost to fix the Tucson city streets, and you're not going to believe, well, maybe you would believe what it's going to cost to try to fix up our streets. This is Buckmaster on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice. Stay with us. Still got a full half an hour to go. SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There's heavy damage in the Missouri country music resort town of Branson. After a powerful storm system swept through much of the Midwest early today, at least six people killed in the southern Illinois town of Harrisburg. Three others are dead in Missouri. For the first time since July, President Obama has been meeting at the White House today with the four top Republican and Democratic leaders of Congress. If Rick Santorum holds on to his slight lead in two of Michigan's congressional districts, he'll come away with a majority of the state's delegates. This even though Mitt Romney was the overall top vote-getter in yesterday's primary in Michigan. Wall Street, the Dow down about 4 points, the NASDAQ off four as well, the S&P currently unchanged. More details at srnnews.com.
Noble Hops Gastropub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than two dozen on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Everyone's piling on big banks nowadays, with good reason. But still, you're skeptical about moving your money. We get it, but let's think about that. If you're worried about convenience, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has local branches and thousands of fee-free ATMs nationwide. If you're worried about service, at Pyramid, you're a member. At big banks, you're a number. There's a difference. And if you're worried about savings, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has better rates and fewer fees than big banks. Like our great low 4.5% APR on new, used, or refinanced vehicle loans with terms up to 60 months. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options. So Pyramid wins on convenience, service, and savings. If you're still skeptical about moving your money, try us out. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Visit pyramidfcu.com to learn how. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable area rugs looking like new with Tucson's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration services. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Karimi Oriental Rugs appraises and purchases quality rugs and offers a vast selection of hand-woven rugs from around the world. Be sure to stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at Fort Lowland Dodge or on the web at KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 1234 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. And we like to say it is the most powerful news talk station in Southern Arizona. If you don't believe it, just try, put on AM 1030 and drive up to Phoenix. You'll get the signal all the way. And with our stations in Douglas and in Globe, we figure that we have 8 of Arizona's 15 counties covered with the Buckmaster Show. City Councilwoman Rahina Romero joins us now on the Buckmaster Show. Rahina, Councilwoman, good to see you.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Bill.
Well, yeah, I want to start with, we're going to spend a half an hour with you, lots to talk about. Nearly $1 billion is what it's going to cost to fix the city streets. And you were saying just before we, during the break, that there's a lot of mileage, a lot of roadway that has to be covered in this city.
Yes, we have 5,000 linear miles in the city of Tucson, and that's like going from Tucson to Boston and back. And there's 73 employees that take care of all of that.
And there's been so many cutbacks in transportation. Is that why the department is down to so few people?
Well, you know, it takes years to get to the point where we're at right now. And because of the last 3 years being crisis, economic crisis, not only for the city of Tucson, but for the entire country, every city and town in America had to go through what the city of Tucson went through in its budget, and the revenue that comes in was drastically cut because we depend on sales taxes. So, and then another point that I made yesterday at our study session item talking about this is that the state of Arizona, the state legislature, has been sweeping highway user revenue funds, which is funded through a gasoline tax that every single person in Tucson pays for. And what happens is that the state legislature has been sweeping those funds. It's not
they
the state's
that,
money.
Money.
It's money that Tucsonans pay for when they buy a gallon of gas. And instead of sending it back so that we can fix our streets, the state of Arizona has kept that money. Another component of the issue and the problem that we have in front of us is that the city of Tucson has not gone out for a general obligation bond election.
How many years is that?
12. Been? 12 wow. years. Since 2000, the city of Tucson has not gone out for general obligation bonds. And when we do go out to the residents, we tell them, look, this is the plan to use your money to fix our roads, to fix our parks, to build stations for police, for fire. And we haven't been able to do that in the last 12 years. So the revenues, we pretty much did not come up with how do we fix this problem yesterday, because I think we have to have a very serious community dialogue as to how we move forward. We have to ask voters in the city of Tucson, what do you want to do? Do you want to just stay as is? Do you want us to put a plan together for you to see if you want to approve general obligation bonds to pay for rehabbing our streets? Do you want us to borrow in certificates of participation? How do we attack this issue?
How do we move forward is what you're saying. We've got to decide what we're going to do because I guess we could continue just to do nothing. But if we continue to do nothing, folks, the meter is running. Just to throw out a couple of figures here, the arterial roads To bring them up to at least good condition would cost $283 million over 10 years. Now, if you throw in the residential streets, it's even a bigger problem. The price tag is that's another $640 million. So we're approaching $1 billion to start to get this thing done.
Right. And I think that it's very important that the city of Tucson and people like myself, a council person, we go out and we ask the community, how do they feel? How do we attack this problem? And another thing is that we really, every single Tucsonan and Pima County resident needs to write to their representatives in the state legislature and say, please do not touch our HERF money, which helps cities and counties really maintain our streets.
Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. David, you are with us. Go ahead. You're with City Councilwoman Regina Romero. Go ahead, David.
Yes, I have a lot to say about this. The thing is, the state takes away our HERF funds, and we don't have the money to fix our roads, so it has to come from somewhere, and that's property taxes. My property tax has gone from $1,500 to $5,000 just 3 years. And the other thing is to add insult to injury, the same legislature, they snuck a rider on the emergency budget bill the year before last October, imposing a moratorium or freeze on impact fees, and the new development is starting up, especially north of Tangerine Road. Last April, they scraped out a whole massive chunk of Sonoran Desert to build a whole new giant housing development. And just last spring, a year ago, they started four new housing developments in the Tucson area, and they're starting to build again. And the thing is, if the county and the other government entities that supply services to new development, they can't get the impact fee money to pay for this stuff. The taxpayers pay for it. And the other thing that really irks me is the city, transportation authority that the taxpayers approved a few years ago.
The RTA.
They're spending too much money building roads to serve big development. Like, they just spent millions building a beautiful new highway from Twin Peaks up to Dove Mountain to serve all those new homes the developers are putting up there.
Okay.
You go in the city of Tucson, you got the potholes. They don't even have pull-out bays for the buses. Every time a bus stops to pick up people from a bus stop, if traffic backs up and you have accidents because people try and get around the bus, hey, instead of spending the money aiding and abetting new development, they could spend the money providing for the citizens who live in Tucson who badly need remedies for traffic congestion, like fixing the potholes and put bus pullouts for them.
I think, David, you make a couple of very good points. I think that, one, the state legislature is really taking away local control, both from Pima County and the city of Tucson. They've put in bills that would lower our impact fees. And as many of your listeners know, what happens when new development happens is that there's impact to the infrastructure, to roads, to park, to police, and fire. Those impact fees developers pay into the city or into the county, depending on where they're building, and they help cities and counties and towns in our region to maintain and build new parks, new road, new police and fire stations.
Mm-hmm.
So by the state lowering those impact fees, it really is affecting the quality of life for people that have been paying taxes into the city, into the county, and it diminishes the quality of life.
And these people have been paying taxes, and they see, well, the roads where they live and in their neighborhood, they're horrible.
Right, absolutely. And so it really cuts into our budget for those services that I just mentioned, police, fire, parks, and streets. Another thing that David mentioned is the RTA. The RTA was a voter-approved plan in 2006, and basically it is collecting half-cent sales taxes to build all of these, including the streetcar, build all of these streets and roads. And so I think that it was a noble vision. But we kind of left off the maintenance of internal urban streets and rebuilding those streets.
Yeah, probably to do that again, it would have been nice, wouldn't it, if we had, in hindsight, right?
Well, to give it credit, yeah. We are rebuilding Grant.
Right.
We are hopefully going to rebuild Broadway and hopefully at one point in a good manner going to rebuild 22nd. So there are some mm-hmm. arterials that will be rebuilt.
Yeah, I was just going to say we had perhaps put maybe more money for maintenance of existing streets.
And rebuilding because, frankly, the less maintenance a road gets, the more expensive it gets 10 years from now. We're going to have to rebuild roads.
We're speaking with Rahina Romero, Tucson City Councilwoman. If you would like to join in the conversation on the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040. I think we're going to segue to another topic here, so this would probably be a good time to take a break and listen to the fine lineup of Buckmaster Show sponsors. These are the people that support this program. Please support them. Stay with us. With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go? Travel hassles, long drives, expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world, for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
It's 12:48. This is the Buckmaster Show, and I am Bill Buckmaster. Thank you for listening to our program. Rahina Romero is with us, Tucson City Councilwoman. We've been talking about roads. You're always welcome to join in on the conversation at 790-2040. But I want to switch from roads, Councilwoman, over to the Tucson Convention Center. We have lost two of Tucson's most established cultural events, the Tucson International Mariachi Conference and the Las
Florecitas.
These are two very important culture events. They're going to be taking these events to the new Casino del Sol Concert Center and Resort west of town, and so they're going to leave the Tucson Convention Center. I know your office worked very hard to try to keep these people at the TCC.
Absolutely, Bill. It was such a loss and a blow to the city of Tucson downtown and the TCC. And the Mariachi Conference alone, this year they turned their 30th anniversary of having the Mariachi Conference. And since its inception, it has been at the TCC and in our downtown. And, you know, the Casino del Sol and the Desert Diamond Casino are our competition, and they are wonderful partners with the city of Tucson. Both the Pascua-Yaqui and the Tohono O'odham Nations are wonderful partners with the city of Tucson. They always contribute to big events, 4th of July and huge events in our city. But that's the reality of the of where the TCC is right now. It needs an absolute investment and makeover. And to tell you the truth, I'm very concerned about the liability with our bleachers in the TCC. And it's not that the city of Tucson has not been investing in it. In the last 10 years, we put in at least $18 million. But it needs a revamp and a rehab. And one of the primary components of Rio Nuevo was to invest into the TCC. The new state legislature appointed Rio Nuevo board has been at it for the last 3 years, and unfortunately, they have not realized that what they're doing to the city of Tucson, what they're doing to Tucsonans and to the TCC. They have money available right now to invest at least $3 million into changing out the bleachers, redoing the bathrooms.
Why don't they free that money up?
I have no idea. I really don't know. We've been trying to go through mediation. Every member, I can tell you, every member of the mayor and council has pleaded and many, many times said, please, let's just try to start by fixing the TCC and show the community that we can work together and we can move Tucson forward.
Have you kind of had it up to here on this thing?
We're in mediation.
I know you don't want to say.
We're in mediation, but I think
it is
that
radio, and I was just saying up to here, up to your chin of, I've had it with this Rio Nuevo board. Can't we get together? I mean, what in the world?
Well, I just want to make sure that we give it one last try in mediation and say, let's do something productive. The board has the money. Let's fix up the bleachers. Let's do something and continue moving Tucson forward.
Even if it was the bathrooms, people complain. The bathroom smell is I don't want to say overwhelming, but it's a smelly bathroom situation. Use some of that $3 million.
And the taxpayer money is there, and we just need to come out of the next mediation session and say, we are going to do something.
Come on, let's fix up downtown's convention center. Because I'm telling you, my wife and I were downtown for a couple of events over the past month. And I want to tell you, for folks who have not gone downtown recently on a Saturday night, things are really
huge.
Hopping downtown.
Huge. Lots of
I hadn't been down in a while, and I got to tell you, folks are just – the restaurants have become like destinations.
Gorgeous.
For people from all over the
Tucson
area. And
I'm very proud of all of the private investment happening downtown. Millions of dollars in public investment. The city of Tucson has invested in that 4th Avenue underpass. We've invested on Scott Avenue, and that's why we have Tucson Electric Power there and Providence there. The huge investment the streetcar is going to bring in its route is amazing. Now, the private investment, the restaurant owners, the Hotel Congress that has been there for many, many years, it really is happening.
Private investment, and this is what you really want in revitalizing a downtown. You want private investment to take the lead and not necessarily rely on government, and that's what's happened.
And that's exactly what's happened. And you know, the public investment that does happen should be infrastructure.
The infrastructure.
Because infrastructure leverages private investment.
And okay? I know people do knock Rio Nuevo a lot about the, you know, that figure that's thrown around $240 million wasted. But you do, in all fairness, you have to say that a portion, I don't know what the chunk is of that, went to infrastructure.
Well, let me tell you,
Tucson.
I've always thought
I don't know what the percent of that is.
Yeah, and let me tell you, I've always cringed every time I hear the $230 million and nothing to show for it. No, that is absolutely not true. The city of Tucson has a list of where exactly that money went. And, you know, Scott Avenue is a perfect example of where some of that money went. And archaeology.
But it makes it sound like $240 million.
And nowhere
was
to be seen,
wasted.
Right? Uh huh. So, you know, I think that there were mistakes that happened, yes. When I came onto the council in December of 2007, I immediately started asking questions about where's the money, what are the plans, how are we moving forward? And what I do know is that on the west side, on the cultural component side of Proposition 400, which was the original 1999 voter-approved Rio Nuevo project, there was millions and millions of money spent on the west side in cleaning up landfills. Can you imagine that landfills were on top of 4,000 years of history?
There were some serious dumps over there.
Serious dumps. And there still are.
Yeah.
And lots of archaeology. And archaeology is not an inexpensive proposal. So, but that money spent is worth it because we found more than 4,000 years of history on the base of a mountain. And because of that, some of that landfill remediation, we were able to see the Mercado at Menlo Park start popping up. We were able to see the new senior housing group start popping out of the ground. We were able to prep the land for additional private investment.
You know, we talked about roads to begin the interview. Joan Lionetti was with us, a longtime founder of Tucson Clean and Beautiful. And the phones really lit up yesterday during her segment, Regina Romero. I mean, people are really... They talk of you hear this. I mean, you hear what? You hear people say, "Fix my roads and clean up the medians and the weeds and the litter."
And we've been very clear. At least I haven't. I know others. Every member of the council and the mayor have been clear with our city manager and our staff, saying we need to make sure that we're taking care of our services, our core services. Roads and pothole repair and cleaning up. And so
people come to town, wants to be greeted
and you know, I have
giant
to thank,
weeds and the medians and litter everywhere.
I have to thank the transportation department and street maintenance, because even though it's 73 people taking care of our entire city, 5,000 miles of road, like I said, 73 people really, for the Gem Show, really cleaned up the streets. We're on top of it. And it's kind of like we have to take care of certain pieces of the city at a time because of the lack of personnel that we have. And that's been because of the economic crisis, because of our budgeting. But we have wonderful partners like Tucson Clean and Beautiful. Many neighborhoods go out and do cleanups. I know Midvale Park
over
in my area.
Over 250 neighborhoods have, Joan was telling us, Lionetti, have adopted their particular streets to keep those
parks
at least clean in their neighborhoods.
Every single neighborhood resident in our city cares about this.
I mean, because no one living in any neighborhood wants to live in a dump.
Absolutely. And they volunteer so much of their time to invest in helping us clean. We also, it's a little bit controversial, but we also use the Department of Corrections in areas that by law they can be in, like washes, nothing close to schools or churches. So we're trying to look as much as we possibly can into into partnerships and focusing cleanup efforts in areas of the city. Like for the Gem Show, we had 22nd Street up until St. Mary's all cleaned up for the visitors that were coming for the Gem Show.
So to summarize here with Rahina Romero, it sounds like some priorities have emerged from our conversation today. Certainly roads, litter, and the Tucson Convention Center. Pretty much those are top priorities.
Top priorities for
2012.
For 2012, and we are going to make sure that we at least have a conversation with our graffiti cleanup and investment in that is very important too, and that's part of our streets and our maintenance and part of our important core services that we provide.
Rahina Romero, thank you for being on the Buckmaster Show.
Thank you so much, Bill. I really love being here.
Thank you very much. Support for the Buckmaster Show comes in part from our friends at Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Also, Buckmaster Show support comes from Flowers, Rieger, and Associates Certified Public Accountants. It's the tax season. If you're looking for a CPA, my highest recommendation is to Michael C. Flowers, 2919 East Broadway. Michael will take care of you with all your tax needs. That's going to do it for the Wednesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We will be back here again tomorrow. We do it live here Monday through Friday, noon to 1 on KVOI The Voice. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas. And 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.